the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. In this blessed month, in addition to abstention from eating and drinking, we can strengthen our inclination for worship through refraining from sins, especially the sins of tongue. Just as gluttony and talkativeness may damage our personality, eating less and taciturnity set the ground for reaching spiritual sublimity. On the 17th night of the blessed month of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, ascended to the heavens. During the ascension or Mi'raj, he asked God, "My Lord, what is the beginning and end of worship?" God answered, "Fasting and silence. O Ahmad, no worship is endeared before me more than silence and fasting. Thus, if a person fasts but is not careful about his tongue, is like a person who stands for prayer while he does not recite." Of course, this account of the Prophet's life does not mean that human beings should always keep silent. For sure, one should speak for taking his right or defending his right or that of others. Silence means avoiding excessive and unnecessary talk. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, says, "Speech and silence are the cause of people's destruction and salvation. So good for the one who is able to recognize good word from evil and is aware of the benefits and pleasant effects of taciturnity and silence. Because silence is the temperament of the divine messengers and the motto of God's chosen servants. If a person knows the value of speech, he will not talk in vain and will stick to silence. The one who is aware of the nuances of silence and makes silence as the trust of his secrets, both his speech and silence will be worship, and nobody is aware of the reality of this worship except God." In this part of the program, we will continue talking about atonement in fasting. Atonement for the nullified fast of Ramadan can be done in one of these three ways: liberation of a slave, fasting for 2 months, that is 60 days, and feeding 60 poor people. For sure, nowadays there is no slave to liberate, therefore there are only two ways for atonement of the nullified fasting. If a person wants to fast 60 days for atonement, he should fast 31 days consecutively. Then he can fast the remaining 29 days either consecutively or separately. As for women who naturally cannot fast for a few days of the month, they should fast the days after the end of their period. Feeding 60 poor people can be done in two ways. They can either be fed with prepared food, or each of them is given 750 grams of wheat, rice, and the like. Dear friends, as we said in the previous episode, the exact time of the night of Qadr is not clear. But according to the narrations, it is among the 19th, 21st, and 23rd nights. Some ulama also maintain that it can be the 27th night, which is mainly the belief of the Sunni brothers. The 19th night was the night that in the year 40 AH, Imam Ali, peace upon him, was struck the fatal blow on his head by the renegade Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, and the 21st night coincides with the martyrdom of this Imam. Shia Muslims keep vigil all these three nights and spend the nights in prayer, recitation of the Noble Quran, and supplication to God. They also hold mourning ceremonies for the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "There is a night in this month which is better than 1,000 months. Anyone who is deprived of the blessing of the night of Qadr has been deprived of all bounties. No one becomes deprived except the one who has deprived himself." The three nights of Qadr have two kinds of religious rites. First are the common rites that are performed in all three nights, but the second rare are the ones that are specific for each of these nights. In this episode, let us speak about the common rites. One of the rites on these nights is ghusl, that is the ritual washing of body, which is done near the time of dusk so that one performs his maghrib prayer after it. Some supplications are commonly read on all three nights. One of them is Joshan Kabir supplication. According to a hadith, God calls on the night of Qadr that he will forgive anyone who performs pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's shrine on this night. Another rite which is done by Shias is to take refuge in the Quran and the 14 infallible persons, that is the Prophet, his daughter Fatima, and the 12 Imams, blessings of God upon them. We open the noble Quran in front of us and place God on oath by it, and then we keep it on our head and place God on oath by the 14 infallible persons to forgive our sins and plead to him to fulfill our needs. While keeping the Quran on our head, we repeat the names of the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt 10 times. On these nights, it is highly recommended to think of and remember much the Redeemer of mankind, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance.